But before I go, my sweetheart, my wife and I, we're having a... He came up and had it. And laid hands on it. My sweetheart and I, we're having an anniversary. We're at an anniversary. June the 4th, we've been married 24 years. We still love God, we still love each other. God has given me a real good wife. Because for her to bear with me that long, boy, she got to be a good woman. Amen. God is so good. God is really good. Amen. Now, I'm going to talk about prayer a little tonight before we pray. Now, prayer is a cry. The Bible says, I cried unto the Lord. Prayer is a call. Call upon the Lord while he may be here. While he is near, seek him while he may be found. God is faithful, and God will answer his children's cry. God, you know, God won't answer our prayer, don't he? He really does. He's listening to hear us pray. He's listening to hear us pray. Prayer. Now, in praying, our hearts have got to be in tune with God in order for God to hear our cries. Because when you pray, you can whisper a prayer like Hannah. Remember Hannah? She was in the temple, and she wanted a son. And she just, her lips were moving, and she wasn't an audible voice, just her lips moving. But her prayer was getting through to heaven. And Eli, the priest, thought she was drunk. She wasn't drunk. She got her prayer through. And then you can pray. You can pray, you can holler, you can be crying to the top of your voice to the Lord, and God will hear that prayer if your heart is in tune. Our heart's got to be in tune with God. Isn't that right? Because now we're going to talk about Matthew chapter 6 tonight, where Jesus was talking about hypocrites and different ones, you know. Then he talked about his people. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight, Lord. We've come into your house tonight to praise, to magnify, to honor, and to bless your name, Lord. God, we've come to pray, to cry out to you, to seek your face. God, hear our cries tonight, Lord. Help us to be firm and sincere and sound in the faith. God, move by thy spirit tonight, Lord. Have your way. Don't let us worship in vain tonight, Lord, because there are many tonight that are worshiping, but they're worshiping in vain. But you seek such, you seek true worshipers to worship you. The words of God is the spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So thank you tonight, Lord God, for hearing our cries, Lord. Thank you for listening to us, Lord God, and we're looking for an answer, Father. Lord, add to the church daily such as should be saved. Add to this sanctuary, Lord. We're looking for people with hungry hearts to come in, Lord. Come in and hallelujah, Lord God, and to seek your face and to cry out to thee and to be obedient to your voice and live holy and pure. In Jesus' name, for the glory of God, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Now, in Matthew chapter 6, we're going to look at a little of this here tonight. And before we pray. Matthew chapter 6, we're going to begin reading at verse 6. And saints, be prayerful tonight. Be prayerful. Because, you know, if we open up our hearts and reach out to the Lord, there's no limit to what God will do. God is faithful, that promise. God will do what he said. But we have to believe him. We have to be faithful and true to him. And he'll do what needs to be done. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Jesus talking to his people. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. That's a secret place, you know. Enter into thy closet, and when thou have shut thy door,
pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. See, you get in your closet and talk to the Lord and being sincere, whatever you need, whatever it is, you know, say if you need whatever. Say you need an automobile. Now, Sister Sandra, our friend that testified to them on that, they just bought a new automobile. Well, it wasn't new, but they paid $10,000 cash for it. I think the people wanted $15,000 for it, and they talked them down to $10,000, you know, and they got a good one, too. Amen. But they had prayed. They prayed, and they saved some money. And they went, and they was able to make that deal. So Jesus said here, pray in secret. Talk to the Lord in secret. Lord, I need an automobile. Give me a good automobile. Because a lot of junk out there, isn't it? It really is. And you know, people will take you if you let them. I mean, if you you can walk into an automobile place, and if you're not watchful, if you don't know what you're doing, they'll sell you a piece of junk. Amen. So we have to know what we're doing. And God will help us if we trust him and live for him and be obedient to him. God will make the way. Amen. When you're out, hallelujah. Pray in secret. And listen to verse 7 said, and when ye pray, use not vain repetition. You know, back there in the temple, they would go, and a lot of those Jews would go in the temple, and they would just be chanting stuff over and over and over. Over and over and over. Use not vain repetition as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. So you don't have to, if you tell God you need a car, you don't, that's simple, isn't it? That's a few simple words. But see, some people, they just go rattle off and rattle off and rattle off and rattle off. God don't need all of that. I heard that it was a preacher got up and he was been praying, you know, and he just was going all around the bush, going all around, and said, this little lady grabbed him by the coattail and said, talk to him, tell him what you want. Tell him what you want. Amen. And that's what we need to do, tell him what we want. Because, see, God knows what we need before we ask him. Isn't that right? He knows exactly what we need. So we don't have to try to use a lot of fancy words. And I've heard some people pray, the prayers they prayed, they ought to be framed. Amen? God, hallelujah. But did God hear that prayer? That's the main thing. If your heart's not pure before God, see, some people get up and pray just to be seen of men and women. They just get up and just do a lot of running off at the mouth. But it takes more than that. It takes a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. See, to some people, God is a cloud and mystery. To others, he's judgment and punishment. But to us that know him, he's love. He's light, he's peace, he's joy. Isn't that right? To we that know him. That's the reason why we are happy. Well, we have joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Isn't that right? The joy of the Lord. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. We need to be full of the joy of the Lord. And even when we're going through trials and tests, we can be full of the joy of the Lord. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. I mean, but we have to let God rule in order for us to do that. Because the devil want to get you to worry every day. He's a liar. And he's the father of a lie. Hallelujah. We make up our mind. Say, Lord, today I'm going to serve you. Today, Lord God, I'm going to worship you. Today, Lord God, I'm not going to worry about nothing. How many of y'all ever had a worry-free day? Hallelujah. We should have worry-free days. Not that the enemy is not going to try to cause you to worry, but we get eyes on the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm following you today. Whatever you say, that's what I'm going to do. Wherever you lead, that's where I'm going to go. Lord, I want to please you this day. Because worry not going to help. My God, if worry would help, my God, a lot of people would get a lot of things, wouldn't it? Worry does not help. But being sincere and honest, believing God, living for him, that's what it takes to receive from God. All right, what, verse 8, is that where I'm supposed to be here now? Be not therefore like unto the heathen, right, is what he was saying. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask. And listen at this. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father. And we're blessed to be able to say our Father. God is our Father, isn't it? Heaven is his throne, and earth is his footstool. We're his children right down upon this earth. And we can say, our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, we know you're in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Bless your name, Lord. We hallow your name. We lift your name up to the high heavens because you are God and beside you there are no other. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In earth. In this earth. This is earth here, right? In earth.
And on this earth.
Amen. In earth as it is in heaven. We want God's will to be done in us as it is in heaven. How many of you know God's will is done in heaven? Isn't that right? God's will is done in heaven. If we'll live holy and pure, let our light shine before men, that they may see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Saints, this year, and this is what? This is May, isn't it? I want to see souls saved. I ask God to make me a true witness for him. A true witness. How many of y'all want to be a true witness for the Lord? I mean, Paul said, I'm not one that beateth the air. I'm not shadowboxing. How many of y'all have seen somebody shadowbox? Oh, man, they can put it on, can't they? Shadowboxing. Like, my God, they give a right hook, a left hook, a bolo. Y'all know how many of y'all know what a bolo is? Amen. A bolo. It's not like this. You come up with that. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone, when they're shadow boxing, they put all kind of punches out there. But when they get that opponent in front of them, it's something different altogether, isn't it? Isn't that right? Amen. Paul said, I'm not one that beat it to air. But Paul, he kept his body in subjection. He brought his body into subjection. Thank God. He said, when I preach to others, he didn't want to be a castaway. He preached the word of God. He lived holy. He let his light shine. And Paul had hallelujah. I want to read this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. About a man that really... Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, begin at verse 2. Now, hold it right there. Now, I believe that this is referring to. You know, Paul, one time he was stoned and left for dead. And I believe this is referring to that myself, that incident. Well, he was stoned and left for dead, and he was taken up to the third heaven. Read. Mm-hmm. Yes. Utter. Now, the Apostle Paul, he didn't go around. He said it was unlawful for him to utter. Now, a lot of people said they've been to heaven. Now, some of them no doubt have died and went to heaven. They come back telling a lot of stuff, you know. Some of them real and some of it's not real. Because some, you know, some of them contradicts. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. So if God take me, hallelujah, God never, I mean, I've never, never happened to me. But if it does, then I'll be able to come back and, you know, see what's, tell you what's what, or keep my mouth shut, whatever. See, because God made Paul keep his mouth shut. I mean, he didn't go around saying, Apostle Paul was a man, had a lot of revelation, wasn't he? He listen to what he said. Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted. He said, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice. I talked to the Lord three times, asking God to move this thorn. Lord, this thing is wearing me out, so to speak. Help me, Lord. Move this thing, Lord. He talked to God three different times for God to move it. Did God move it? But God did speak to him, didn't he? God said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Hallelujah. God know what to do, saints. Let's really, I believe this. I believe to really know God is a lifelong study, a lifelong pursuit. See, because the Apostle Paul, didn't Paul know God? Well, sure he knew him. But he said that I might know him. What are you talking about? A more intimate, a closer walk with God. What Paul wanted is every time Jesus made a step, he wanted to step right in this track, following him just that close. But you got to be walking with God for that. You got to really know him. And that's why I believe it's a lifelong study, a lifelong pursuit to really, really know the Lord. The Bible says you shall seek me and find me, what? When you shall search for me with all your heart. God want our heart. Read on, my brother. Uh-huh. I'm not going to glory in myself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, full brother, yes, sir. Read.
Any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be.
I don't want nobody to think me above that he seeth me to be.
Or that he hears from me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't want to be exalted. Read.
At least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance
of revelation. Uh-huh. That thorn in the flesh was given to him. Uh-huh. Messenger of Satan. An emissary from the devil, all right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, read on. I'd rather glory in mine infirmities. And Paul had infirmities in the flesh, didn't he? He really did. My God. Some people, you know, talk about, they said they know what the thorn was. I don't know what the thorn was. Do any of y'all know what that thorn was? I don't know. I heard a fellow a while back call himself, tell me what it was. You thought it was pride? Hallelujah. That's where you understood it, huh? All right, all right. Now, let's go on. Read on. I want the power of Christ to rest upon me. Uh-huh. That means I got to humble myself.
Mm-hmm.
Read. Isn't there something now? I take pleasure in infirmities. My God, infirmities can be some rough things, can't they? Can't they be rough? A toothache. Woo! My. Whoever had a toothache? A toothache can drive you to your knees. I'm telling you, man. Hallelujah. A bellyache. A headache. Boy. I was therefore to take pleasure in mine infirmities. My God, a man that really was sold out for God. Read on. In reproaches. Read on. And necessities. And Paul, he had need of things. You know that? He had need of things. He said he had learned to be, how did he say this? There you go. Thank you. There you go, my brother. I appreciate that. Learned to be content in whatsoever state he was in. Whatever it was, he was, my Lord, you talking about somebody that loved God and somebody that is sold out for God. He was just content in whatsoever state he was. All right, because he needed many things. In persecutions, and he, read on. In persecution, in distresses. For Christ's sake. I'm doing this for Christ's sake. Mm-hmm. When I'm weak, then am I strong. Oh, he was leaning on the Lord. All right. Go ahead. Read.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Hold on.
See what he said? I'm not behind the chiefest apostle, though I be nothing. Now that he humbled himself. He didn't stick his chest out and say, look how many books I wrote. Look how God have used me. He didn't do that. Hallelujah. But some people they write a book today, man, I tell you. they want you to line up. Let them sign that book. Well, I guess that baby doesn't roll with it, but hallelujah. But we don't want to exalt ourselves. We want to humble ourselves. Read, brother. Now he was really an apostle. You know, years ago I was doing some ministering and had a tent up. Met a couple of young men. One of them said he was an apostle. Another of them said he was a prophet. You know, and hadn't been saved that long. You know, so people love titles. But it's more to it than the title, isn't it? I mean, can you fulfill that? The Apostle Paul was a humble man. He denied himself and followed the Lord. He suffered for the name of the Lord. All right, read just a little bit more. Boy. Mm-hmm. My God, God used me. God, you all saw these things as I went forth preaching the word of God, doing God's will. Read. See, Paul was a man went through. He didn't go through taking offerings for himself. You know, and listen to what Paul said on one occasion. Titus was a man that worked with Paul, and Paul said, "Did Titus make a gain of you? Walk we not in the same steps? Walked we not in the same spirit?" What he's saying is, when I was away, Titus came there and preached the word of God to you. He didn't go away with a pocket full of money. He didn't make a gain of you. He came there and preached the word of God, and you received him an offering if you had it, and he went on, traveling, preaching the word of God. And that's where it should be. But today and time, boy, I tell you, mm-mm. They want you to line up over here, and it's, what, a $100 line, $50 line. Isn't that right? And that's not of God. That's not of God. My. You know, I'd hate to be in some of those people's shoes. I really would. Because God don't play. He doesn't play. And some of them just playing, making just, the Bible said they're making merchandise out of God's people. That's what a lot of them doing, making merchandise out of God's people. Hallelujah. But saints, let's be faithful to God. I'm going to read a little bit more, then we're going to pray. Read on, my brother.
Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be burdened to you, for I seek not yours, but you.
You hear what Paul said? I seek not yours. I don't want your money and stuff you got, but I want you. I want you to be true Christians, I want you to stand firm in the faith. I want you to be sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. Halido bokula basanda. Yeri bi ulo mamamanda. Clarinto namasiti. The true ministers of God, they want to see the sheep built up. They want to see them strong. Isn't that right? The Bible said be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Stand firm on the word. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. And saints of God, if we'll believe God, and if we could just believe this scripture, all of them are true. But let's hold on to this one. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. How many of y'all believe that? Now, what does that mean? If he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, what does that mean? Tell me what it means. What does that mean? What does it mean, Brother Doug? Hey, man, bro. You got it right. He meant what he's saying, didn't he? He meant what he's saying. Hallelujah. And so therefore, we can stand firm on the word of God. We can stand daily and pray. We can stand daily, hallelujah, and talk to our Heavenly Father, can't we? And we can love him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. May God bless you tonight. Let's come and pray. Let's come and pray. Praying that brother and sister Venable, they come back, be rejuvenated. And we know there will be. Hallelujah. Thank God for somebody that's not afraid to tell the truth. Amen? Let's pray. Thank God. Let's talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Master, for the word of God. Everybody pray. Talk to the Lord. Thank you. Lord, if it ever was a time that we should pray, it's now, Lord. Are we living in perilous times? We're living in times, Lord God, when the devil is raging, Lord. Hallelujah. But Lord, you said, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him, Lord. But Lord, we believe in you. We trust in you, Lord. Help us to honor you and to magnify your name, Lord. Lord, stir our hearts tonight. Stir our minds, Lord God, to pray, to seek your face, to cry out to thee out of a pure heart. Help us to be firm and sincere and sound in the faith, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, you said we are a busy people, and we are, Lord. But help us to slow it down, Father. God, help us to slow things down, Lord, and to take time daily, Lord God, to read the word of God, and take time daily, Lord God, to seek your face, Lord God. Oh, God, you've spoken unto us, Lord. You've gave us direction. You've given us instructions, Lord. Help us to take heed, Lord, for you're faithful, Lord. And oh, God, let the spirit of prayer come upon us, Lord God, that we are praying, not faint, Lord. Oh, God, Lord, break our hearts, break our spirits, Lord God. God, we thank you for a door open here, Lord God, where the truth is being preached, Father. Bless all your true ministers, Lord God. Help them to stand for truth, Lord. Bless all your true saints. Strengthen your people, Lord God. Oh, God, give us souls for our labor. Save souls, Lord God. God, we claim souls, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, help us to walk in love, Lord. You know what I mean? Loving thee, Lord God. First of all, and loving one another, Father. Say,
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, Lord. God, have mercy upon us. God, have mercy upon us, Lord. God, have mercy upon us, Jesus. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. God, have mercy upon us, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh God, oh my Lord, hallelujah. Oh my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh my God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, use us, Lord God. Lift up your holy name, Lord. Use us, Lord God. Use us daily, Lord God, to do your will, Lord God, to be witnesses for you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Master. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, draw us near to thee, Lord God. Draw us near to your side, Lord. Draw us near to you, Lord. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Help us to take time, Lord God, out daily, Lord God. Oh, to do your will, Lord God, to talk to you, to hear your voice, to obey your voice, Lord. Oh, thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you for peace, Lord God. Thank you for your peace, Lord God. Thank you for your love, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy upon us, Lord. Help us tonight, Lord. Help us tonight, Lord, to the end of the Kanda, to lift you up, Jesus. To deny ourselves, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah, Lord. Get a hold to us, Lord God. Oh, now, Mama, doing us what you see fit, Lord. Oh, just take us, Lord God. And use us, Lord. But help us to deny ourselves, Lord. Take up the cross and follow you, Lord, daily, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Lord, you're so faithful. Lord, you're so true, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for victory, Lord God. Thank you for victory, Lord God. Thank you for your peace, Lord. God bless the saints of God here, Lord. Bless all the saints of God here, Lord. Oh, God, yeah, all the saints, Lord God.
Yet it is, oh, let it come to this assembly, Lord. Bless this, this sanctuary, this assembly, Lord God. Oh, no, 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 my strength in us, Father. And carry your hearts, God. Help us to love thee above all, to love one another, Lord God. Just make us one with thee through Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost, Lord. Yea, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh my God, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in us, Lord. Yes, God, just have your way, Lord, in us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. No, my candle of us under the mind. Victory, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. God is so good. Sister Dale, sing that for us, please. Lead that for us. God is so good. Hallelujah.
So good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God answers prayer. Our
hallelujah. Give God some praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Shake hands with one another and tell to God is so good.
Come on.
Amen.